The people of Yayaso in Bremu North District of the Eastern Region have been keeping 24-hour vigil for over their cemeteries to prevent Newmont from exhuming bodies of their dead.
They appeared, they say they will come back. So we the youth, always they are at the cemetery side there. Even we have blocked the road, we have blocked the other side and then this side in order for them not to, penetrate to go there. So we are there.
For about a week now, you've been guarding the cemetery.
Yes, we've been guarding there. Because today you will hear from them, they say they are going to bring people from Akinyasi and other districts. So we have to be there.
Does that mean you don't go to farm?
This year, they didn't farm.
Why? Why didn't they farm?
They didn't farm at the Yayafu side there. They went to other place to farm.
And have you heard anything from Newmont?
No, we haven't heard anything from them.
So you are still guarding the cemetery?
We are still guarding the cemetery. But you know one thing, the Newmont people have started saying, they did something, they said, backyard guarding. When they said they will remove Yayasu to that address now, they came and they said, the backyard guarding, if you have done something at your side there now, they wrote the name and other things. So we have heard, they said, they are going to pay them. It's a strategy that these people are using. If you don't know anything and you collect the backyard guarding money, that means obviously you have to go to Adesna, and we are saying that we are not going there. Anything that they will do to move us from Yayasu to Adesna is what they are doing now.
A resident of Yayaso in Bremu North District of the Eastern Region, John Apenton, talking to Sethia. The executive director of Wakaman Environmental and Human Rights NGO, Daniel Owusu-Kranting, wants the state to intervene immediately before the situation gets out of hand. He spoke to Sethia.
We have been following the issue for quite some time. We got to a point that the people in Yayasu actually sent a petition to the Honorable Minister for Lands and Natural Resources against the destruction of their sacred sites, and most especially the destruction of the Royal Cemetery and then the Public Cemetery. In the Royal Cemeteries and then the bodies of the dead chiefs will be exhumed and buried somewhere, including the bodies of those who have been buried in the Public Cemetery for so many years, and that had actually incensed the people, and they are not happy about it.
But from the look of things, Newmont is bound on getting the people away so that it can go ahead to carry on with whatever it wants to do.
I think that actually is a flashpoint of conflict. Because if you have people who are so much passionate about protecting their heritage, and the company is also determined, because of profit, to mine, it's a flashpoint of conflict, and I think the state has to take a critical view of the mining lease. Some of us have mentioned this for a very long time. We thought that the policymakers to take into consideration the concerns of the communities and act to avert any possible conflict. We think that the government must intervene and act on behalf of the people, because government must protect the sovereign rights of people at all times and not multinational companies.
In such a situation where the company is bound on going ahead with its activity, and the people are also on the other hand trying as much as possible to hold on to their heritage, what is the way out?
The government was voted to power to protect their cultural rights. The rights include the economic, social, cultural rights, including also the political and civil rights. And I think that Newmont, who wants to mine in a Yenabiko Forest Reserve, cannot and would not be allowed to mine Zoom bodies in the U.S. Why do we sit here and allow the company to do that? If anything has gone wrong, it is not too late. Government has the capacity, and I think we should have the political will to act to save the seeming conflict.
Executive Director of Wakam, Daniel Owusu-Kranting, talking to Seth Eya.